You know, sometimes having broadcast truly around the world, thanks to this job, you get to a place where you feel like you're back home again. And there's a comfort level that I don't have all the other places we are fortunate enough to broadcast from. This is one of those places, Grand Hotel, in the parlor, where we have been broadcasting now for over 30 years. And you know, the beauty of this place is just when you didn't think it could get any better, it is markedly better. The changes that have been made here, the improvements are incredible in this 140th season, in this year that also marks our country's 250th anniversary. It is a pleasure to be here. I hope you'll stay with us right till 2 o'clock. I thank Mike Dietz for... I keep calling him by his brother's name, Kevin Dietz. I thank Kevin for yielding an hour that the management decided they were adding to the broadcast, our usual time, noon to 2. Now it's all this week, 11 to 2. And thank you, Kevin. And I hope people got their daily dose of Dietz on regular time. We're here. We're going to be all over the place. And it's so appropriate to kick it off here at Grand Hotel in their 140th season, and we're going to, in just a few minutes, speak with the president of Grand Hotels, doing a tremendous job, David Jerzak, and we'll tell you about all the things that are going on. We have the team, Mike Parsons, Daniel Mason, Rich Luzinski, Renee Vitale is in at the first part of the program, handling the WJR traffic and weather, and Mike Parsons is back from a few days off on his trip with his lovely wife to the Holland Tulip Festival. And the first question I had for Mike was, did you find out if you were allergic to tulips?
You know, I'm still here and I'm still breathing, so I'm going to guess that I'm okay with tulips. It's probably the only thing I'm not allergic to.
Well, good for you. And I hope it was fabulous. We used to broadcast from the Tulip Festival, even years when it was the STEM Festival when they had no tulips.
Right, because I guess... Half of the time it's still snowing out in Holland in May, and there were, so the first day we got there was nice. It was 50 with a light jacket on. You were fine. And then as we were driving out of town, there were snow flurries. So we definitely picked the right day to go.
You had a great celebration for Chelsea's birthday while you were on the road.
Yeah, she's turning 40 for the first time, so she wanted to do an out-of-town trip, and she loves tulips. So we went, and we had a great time. We brought the dog. The dog behaved very well, so it was very successful all around.
No, I'm so glad. You deserved the time off, that's for sure, and Chelsea certainly deserves to do whatever she wants to do on her first 40th birthday, which is spectacular. You married apparently a much younger woman, so good for you.
Well, you know, it must be my magnetic charm. Yes.
It's the charm. Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, we got to go over a couple of quick things. First of all, in reverse order, I just had the pleasure of throwing out the first scoop at Sadie's Ice Cream Parlor, which is at the very end of Grand Hotel. That's a place you don't want to miss. And it's especially great today because they have introduced a brand new Guernsey flavor, I say made exclusively for Grand Hotel. And I may be wrong, but it doesn't matter because I get to say it because I'm the host of the show. And it's called American Dream.
Oh.
And that is for, of course, America's 250th anniversary. And I got to tell you the truth. Where better place for anyone within the sound of my voice and beyond, because I know you're listening online, streaming us as well. There's no better place to celebrate America's 250th anniversary than Grand Hotel. And they're making some very special opportunities available. We will get into those and talk about it coming up. So I had the first scoop of American Dream. First, they weren't sure if they were just taking pictures or videotaping. I thought, oh, boy, if they videotape, I got to say something clever like, that's one small scoop for a man and a giant Sunday for everyone else. I don't know, but I couldn't come up with anything clever. And besides, you know, when he landed on the moon and he walked, he meant to say for a man, but he said that's one small step for man and a giant leap for mankind, which they've now corrected in the history books, which to me, that's not smart. You're not supposed to change history so that it's corrected, but that's another story. the Pistons changed history.
Yeah.
Wow. First playoff series win in 18 years. How cool is that?
And, Paul, I was so frustrated with this team at halftime of Game 6. I almost turned the game off because they were down by 20, and I said, oh, my gosh, they're blowing it against the eighth seed. And then all of a sudden, it looked like they remembered who they were, and yesterday's game was I'm like, okay, that's the best team in the Eastern Conference right there. Keep that up throughout the rest of the playoffs, please.
Well, they've done that twice now, and it leads Kim to say, what in the world does the coach say to them at halftime? Because
right.
They do come out looking like a completely different team. It's astonishing, but
yeah.
God bless them, and we'll see where we go from here. Spirit Airlines ceased operations. They were trying to get a $500 million bailout, and their creditor said, no, that's not going to work. I'm not sure why, but that's what they said.
Right.
And so you were going to say something.
Yeah, no, it happened in the middle of the night, too, at like 3 a.m. they just closed up shop.
Which is when you're a pilot for an airline that tells you while you're in the air that you no longer have a job, there's not a lot you can do that's very safe.
Right.
But continue to do your job, and then you land, and all those people who thought they were going somewhere else are not going anywhere else. It's a terrible mess, and of course, the haters will want to blame the president, but we should remember that this airline, and I had the guy on who founded Spirit Airlines when he started the airline in the studio with me a number of years ago. This airline's had trouble from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of saving us money was costing them money. And remember, the Biden administration's Department of Justice blocked the $3.8 billion merger between JetBlue and Spirit in 2024 when they said they needed this merger to survive.
Right.
And they said, we don't care. You're not doing it. And now they haven't survived. So they proved their point.
Yeah, I think it was 14,000 jobs lost overnight.
17,000.
17,000. Literally
yep.
overnight. I think when Northwest and Delta merged, there was 1,000 jobs lost. But that's a lot less than the 17,000 that was lost
over
the weekend.
Well, 14 or 17, it's all bad. And
right.
David Jerzak at dinner last night told me a wonderful, heartwarming story about a captain who was on his last flight. And he couldn't complete his last flight. So was it Southwest? Southwest Airlines invited him to fly with them. And I'm going to cry if I tell this story. They landed to that salute, you know, where the fire trucks have the water spray going over the jet.
Yeah, it's very classy.
I'm just thrilled there's still those kinds of people left in the world, and we don't hear about them because of social media. All right, I got to move on from that because I hear the music. First female trainer to win the Kentucky Derby. All over the internet. Even I saw it, and I don't do social media, but I couldn't avoid it, was that Sherry DeVoe, the trainer, and to watch her, watch the horse that she trained come from the back and
right.
go to, it is unlike anything I've ever seen with the range of emotions that this woman went through. So find that on social media. And sad news, we close this segment with, I think, that Rudy Giuliani is on the way out. I think when they announced that he is in critical condition at a Florida hospital, I think they wouldn't be telling us this unless it was really as dire as it appears. Have you heard anything more?
No, but I thought the same thing. They say critical but stable condition, and I know, pardon me, that he's had some health struggles in the past. He's 81 yeah. years old. He was in a car accident a year or two ago. I think you're right. I think if they thought that he would just be on the mend and out of the hospital, they would have kept it quiet. But the fact that they're making it public is probably a bad sign. Hope we're
you
wrong.
You know, he's had such a sad end-of-life experience. Remember during 9/11, he was the mayor in New York City. He was so good at what he handled there that he was America's mayor. Remember?
He looked like he was the next president, too, for a minute.
Yeah. And then it was his relationship with Donald Trump that kind of had his whole reputation go south. And it's a sad, sad story. And I thought the president had completely abandoned him, but it was the president who first informed me through something, and I didn't believe it was true, but there was a presidential note out saying, please pray for Rudy Giuliani. And I thought, okay, who's putting this out? It, apparently it was really the president, and I don't know if that means they made amends, and I don't know what the story is, but the most important story is that Rudy Giuliani is it appears to be at his end of life, even though the spokespeople say, Mayor Giuliani is a fighter who has faced every challenge in his life with unwavering strength, and he's fighting with that same strength now. End of quote. We continue in focus. We've kicked off the Paul W. Smith Pure Michigan Tour exactly where it should be, at the beginning at beautiful Grand Hotel in the Parlor. Stay with us on WJR. I'm not sure where they find this bumper music, but it's kind of fun. On the Wurlitzer organ, we're back here at Grand Hotel in the Parlor for our annual Paul W. Smith Pure Michigan Tour. It's the 140th season of Grand Hotel, and this our 250th anniversary of the United States of America. And this is a big part of history, is where we're sitting right now. And it's a season to celebrate, which is their theme for the year. And after years of anticipation, the moment has arrived. And I can't think of a better place to celebrate America's 250th than right here at Grand Hotel, which has stood as a beacon of elegance and history, timeless hospitality on Mackinac Island, a proud National Historic Landmark, embracing a profound responsibility to preserve and protect this iconic property while thoughtfully preparing it for the next century and beyond. I can't really think of a better person than my first guest to be in charge of this iconic property, and he has put together an incredible team. He is the president of Grand Hotel, David Jurczak.
Welcome back, Paul.
Nice to be back. It's just great to be back. Great to see you. Great dinner and great conversation last night, catching up on all the things that are going on in year four of the Grand Restoration. It looks to me like everything's on track.
It is. We have more things coming down the pipe. Every year we think of something else to put into the building or create something special or bring some historical element back. But it's been an incredible winter. Rough with snow and ice.
Sure.
And cold.
Yep.
But
I can't imagine how they worked on the deck, the famous longest porch, front porch, and they dug down through years of stuff to get to the original glory. That's stunning to me.
I mean, the work that we did this winter, we remind our team that if back in 1887, the builders that built this hotel would have been 3 weeks into the build. So it's not a bad day today, but I don't know if you want to swing a hammer at 10:30 tonight.
In
the heart of the winter, the guys this year did an incredible job. We pulled up another 5,000 square feet of the front porch, put down the wood slat front porch, the old historic feeling of a wood front porch. So we're about 2/3 of the way finished. We'll finish the other third next year.
It is. I'm looking at it right
now. It's fantastic.
Now. It is beautiful. And frankly, I never knew that's the way it was. And I've been coming here for over 30 years. And all I ever saw was a layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of other stuff that was put on the flooring. And now, as you're doing in so many ways, in so many areas of Grand Hotel, you're exposing us to the way it began.
Yes, we like to bring back a little bit of history. So it's been 80 years since it's been an uncovered wood front porch, meaning it's been wood, but there's been something on top of it. It's the first time since 80 years that you actually get to see and walk on a wood slat front porch.
Now, obviously you had to do something special to it to withstand the winter when we're not here, but the floor is there.
So it's 120 degree temperature change on the front porch within a season.
Wow.
10 degrees below zero in the winter and up to 110 degrees, the porch floor, 110 degrees in the summer. So that is a product out of Estonia. Just recently moved to the United States, called Thermery.
Never heard of it.
I know. It's been in Eastern Europe or in Europe for the last 20 years. It's a product. We chose the wood ash. Ash is the hardest wood they carry. It's what you make baseball bats from. They take ash and they bake it in an oven, and they change the molecular biology of the wood. It's still wood, but they petrify it, basically.
Wow.
They take all the moisture out of it, so then it can't
expand and contract. Well, it's beautiful.
It is.
And I'll tell you what else is beautiful, these 44 columns, and they've been individually removed, their bases repaired, their full 26-foot structures restored, their capitals returned to their original detail. For those of you who know what a capital on a what is the capital?
The capital is the top.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So you've become an expert in this
capital
area.
Top, base the bottom.
I got you. Remarkably, more than 90% of the original Michigan white pine remains intact. That means, folks, as guests, we're experiencing the very same craftsmanship that defined the porch nearly 140 years ago.
It's amazing. It's amazing when we opened them up and actually saw the craftsmanship. And the guys that were doing it, the carpenters were doing it, they were pretty geeked out about it.
Oh, I bet. I mean, this is one of those projects that you hope you get to work on.
Absolutely.
And when you do, you're very proud of it. And I guarantee you that they're coming up here for years to come with family and friends and saying, hey, I did that.
I did that.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Spence Brothers out of Michigan is our contractor.
It's very nice, too. I notice in your newsletter, Dana Orlando, can people get the newsletter? You can go online and get it, right?
Yes.
Just go online and look at the Grand Hotel celebrating 250 years of independence at America's Summer Place. Take a look, and that's easy, at grandhotel.com. Thank God that's easy. And take a look at their newsletter, and you'll see all of the incredible things that have happened and are happening. And for this great season, some great opportunities for you to come and be here. You've got new partnerships. You've got some programming, new guest experiences. I know that this restoration has been your baby, and it's into the fourth year. But I swear you said something last night at dinner about another 10-year plan or something.
So it's the countdown to, this is the first year of the countdown to the 150. So 10 more seasons of 150. We expect to be done with everything renovated or restored in the property throughout by our 150th.
Wow.
That's every guest room, every meeting space, every square inch, either restored or renovated.
In fact, I remember Dana Orlando telling our people as we were coming in that some of the rooms have already been completely redone. Yeah.
20 this year and 5 suites.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And you maintain this incredible beauty and theme. There are very few places left in the world where after 6 or 6:30 you're expected to wear a jacket and tie, and the children are too. And I'm telling you, that is a life experience and education that they will never forget.
And it's great to see families where they bring their kids, because it's the first time they get the kids, especially a preteen. They get them in dressed up, and they go take the family photo on the front porch, head over to dinner, and teach them how to use, you know, 6 or 7 utensils, and teach them how to go through it. You're not going to see that anywhere else.
Well, and the beauty, too, is to see families coming back together with people who work here, that have worked here for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and that the people who work here are as thrilled to see the patrons coming back and remembering how they took care of their parents, and now they're here as parents themselves. It is a wonderful tradition that it's never too late to start at Grand Hotel. And if you go to grandhotel.com, you're going to get all the information you need. And just remember, it's because of this man, the president of the Grand Hotel, who put together an incredible team, and that's David Jurczak. And I look forward to seeing Kelly, and I look forward to talking to you maybe when we're here for the conference about your next big run, because your most recent one was a London run that you did here on the island that was completely sanctioned by the London Marathon.
Yeah, we ran the Rome Marathon in March, and then we did in Rome. We ran the Rome Marathon in Rome, and then we ran the London Marathon last year, and this year we were able to do it virtually through the London Marathon, and I ran 26.2 miles around the island.
Incredible.
It was fun. Should join me next time.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, I will, but I can't bring my car on the island, so how do I do that? Thank you, David. Best to Kelly. As we continue, we've kicked it off. Focus right where it all began here in the parlor at Grand Hotel Mackinac Island. Stay with us. And I'll tell you, yes, thanks to Dean Transportation and Pablo, our driver that we had several years ago. He's back, and he's doing a marvelous job getting us around where we have to go. But, you know, as much as we'd like Pablo to drive us across to the island, he can't do that. But the man on the line right now can do that, and he does it very well, and his family has been doing it forever. And that's Chris Shepler, the president of Shepler's Mackinac Island Ferry. And they are geared up and ready to go, and I'm happy to say we've been on the ferry. It's clean, it's safe, it's wonderful. Congratulations on your new season, Chris Shepler.
Well, thank you very much, Paul W., and congratulations on your, what, 23rd Pure Michigan Tour?
I have no idea what number it is. I've been broadcasting from this position on the parlor for over 30 years, whether it was the Chamber Conference, Sandy Baru Oz Chamber Conference, or the Pure Michigan Tour. I can tell you this. The late Mike Feasey had me come in to do the Chamber Conference before I was even hired full-time at the radio station. I was still working in New York or Philly. And by the way, from Philadelphia, this is not an easy place to come to. It's at least a couple of plane rides and ferry rides and everything else. But be that as it may, your growth season over season continues. You've got this lighthouse cruise, the sunset cruises. You know, many of us just use you to get from Mackinac City to Mackinac Island, but there's so much more you do, Chris.
Well, you're absolutely correct, and we're adding this year, we're adding the sunset cruises, which is every Saturday night. We go out, live entertainment, we'll have, you know, drinks on board, all of that stuff. So that's kind of an old staple, but we're bringing it back this year. Lighthouse cruises, we have our most robust schedule that we've had in quite a few years, so we're excited about that. And then, of course, the every 15-minute departures during peak times. I think this is our 21st season doing that. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. We got a full crew already hired in, and they're training as we speak. We have our Shepler School up at Mission Point Resort coming up here next week. So a lot of good stuff going on here in Mackinac.
Well, a lot of great stuff. And you've got, with Shepler's Ferry, a new ticketing platform to streamline guest buying experience. And a little bit more on the Shepler Sunset Cruise that we both have just mentioned. New for this 2026 season, offering that bar service, live entertainment, and stunning sunset views. And it's offered every Saturday between Memorial Day and Labor Day, excluding the 4th of July week. And it departs and returns to the Mackinac City dock. And your commitment to first-class service for every guest every day is very obvious. People are always working on the ferry. They're always sweeping. They're always keeping everything tidy and in order. We know that the life vests are where they're supposed to be. You still have that fabulous announcer on board that announces all the
the
information that people need to have. So it's all really good. It's all really good.
Yes, it is, and that's something that has always been kind of our go-to, which is our culture. We have great kids that work for us and great adults that work for us as well. And they buy in and do everything in their power to make sure the guest has an enjoyable experience to and from. And, you know, there's so many touch points that we have with our guests. And because some of our parking lots are outlying, we touch them over land to bring them to our dock. And then we touch them again to Mackinac Island, we touch them again off the island, and then we touch them again, taking them back to their vehicles. So all of those things have to be in sync, and we completely understand that and love doing it.
Well, you know, the same fears that people had that were completely unrealized but very understandable was when the Musser family welcomed the new ownership at Grand Hotel. And I must tell you, it was a smooth transition. And these folks have in mind the same way that Dan Musser and his dad had of maintaining this iconic place. And they've done a tremendous job. And the difference is they had a lot more money to use and to spend to speed up the things that maybe Dan would have liked to have done but could not from a financial standpoint. But the same fear was when it was announced that the Hoffman family from Naples, Florida, was getting involved in your business. But from what I can tell, you're still the president. You still have a great staff. Everything seems to be going as well as it's ever gone, and that's also a blessing. People were worried, what's going to change? What's going to happen? Things have only gotten better. What do you say, Chris?
Oh, I agree with you 100%. It's been a joy to work for the Hoffmans, and they came in with our shared philosophy, culture, values, all of those things, and it was an easy transition there. And it's just gotten better. For instance, we just sank $1.5 million into transmissions this year. So CapEx to keep everything up and running is never questioned, and we move forward with any type of CapEx, whether it's a rebuild of engines, which was last year. We did 5 engines last year. We're doing 5 transmissions this year just to make sure that
for those of us who don't own companies, is CapEx, what does that mean? Capital improvements?
Yeah, capital expenditures, which is a line item that we develop in the month of October and November. So it's generally those big ticket items that are going to be needed for us for maintenance more than anything else.
I got you. Well, from the early charter boat days to today, Schepler's approach to transporting people to Mackinac Island has been one of class and value. And traditionally, let's face it, half the fun of a Mackinac Island experience is that ride with Schepler's. And as you approach the island and you see Grand Hotel up on the hill, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience that luckily, living where we live, we can experience that once-in-a-lifetime experience every season if we want. And that's the beauty of what you keep going and doing, Chris Schepler, as president of Schepler's Mackinac Island Ferry. I hope you have a spectacular 2026 season, my friend.
Thank you so much, Paul W. Have a great summer, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yep, we'll be back up for the, as far as I know, the Sandy Baru Oz Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference, I think near the end of the month, and just ahead of the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear Corporation. We got a lot going on, lots of things to enjoy as we continue Focus with Paul W. Smith from Grand Hotel on WJR. It's the Paul W. Smith annual Pure Michigan Tour, and we start off right where we should be, in the parlor at beautiful Grand Hotel, 139 years old in their 140th season. And here for 5 of those seasons, my next guest, Jeff Hess, Vice President of Operations, Mackinac, and the Grand Hotel. And no one better to talk about what's new here. You got a lot going on.
Always. There's always something happening here.
Yeah, but nothing like this. For example, I just threw out the first scoop, so to speak, for the American Dream ice cream at Sadie's.
Absolutely.
Which is a beautifully patriotic way to celebrate America's 250th. A Grand Hotel Grand Summer Gin. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. Well, we've explored partnerships here in Michigan, you know, for quite some time. And recently we had an event last summer that was highly successful. And we partnered with a company called Journeyman Distillery out of Three Oaks, Michigan. And they have helped us create a beautiful brand new gin called the Grand Summer Gin. It's a based gin with botanicals infused. With all florals from the island, geranium, lilac, lavender. So it's fantastic alone. It's fantastic in cocktails. We've had a chance to taste it already. And they're putting it into production. We should see it here in the next couple of weeks. And it's going to be a great addition, a great summer drink for a great summer.
And I want to just point out to Jeff Hess, Vice President of Operations here at Grand Hotel, you said something that's so specific that I just don't want it to glide through. And that is the botanicals that you're going to be using are grown right here in your gardens for Grand Hotel in Mackinac Island.
Absolutely. So we recently created Lavender Hill, which is a hill full of lavender right here in front of the hotel. It's in its second year of growth, so as it comes to maturity, we'll continue to use that flower, as well as the island's oldest lilac tree sits on one of our properties. So that helps us a lot. And, of course, our 286 flower boxes full of beautiful red geraniums.
I hope that the Grand Summer Gin is ready by the time we're back, I think, at the end of the month for Sandy Baru Oz Chamber.
Oh, I think we'll have some around for that, for
yeah,
sure.
Because yeah, because I have a feeling that some of those people that come up for that, they might be drinkers.
I don't know, but they're welcome to join us if they come up this way.
Especially if you have a Grand Summer Gin. Meanwhile, I saw a little, David showed me a little tour last night, and what a great idea at the Gatehouse to put in that patio bar outside.
Gatehouse has long been a great spot to come and join us indoors for lunch and for dinner, and obviously our late-night entertainment kind of leads the way here on the island, but we really wanted to be in the outdoor space, and so we installed a bar outside that people can sit at. We've added some televisions out there, a beautiful island environment with the summer breeze coming through, and some wonderful frozen cocktails. So it just expands upon what we think was a great renovation last year by adding additional outdoor seating and outdoor space.
And the Gatehouse fireplace is spectacular. It's a real fireplace, folks. Somebody has to continue to feed it real wood. And sometimes in this world of ours, with all of the fakery, it's really special to see a real blazing flame in that fireplace that you have inside.
Oh, it's so cozy. It's actually indoor and outdoor.
Oh, it's on the other side.
There's a fireplace on the outside as well.
Okay, there you go. Well, it really is cozy and great. Carmella?
Carmella. So Carmella Foods, a great Michigan company, is a partner of ours. And we've really leaned into the idea of local sourcing and making sure that we support our Michigan businesses. So they've been bringing us some specialty foods this summer to round out menus in all of our outlets. And it's a great way to add to the value we provide. I mean, our grocery bill is over, you know, several million dollars every year. And to be able to put that back in the Michigan economy is always a wonderful thing. And the food they bring us is fantastic and helps Grand Hotel provide that exceptional experience people will know us for.
The new menu down at the Gatehouse is incredible. And we tried a lot of different foods last night, and they were all delicious. And I've been making a big deal out of Guernsey's and the American Dream ice cream. And long before that first scoop was served, they had an idea. It was simple, hopeful, bold, the American Dream. And celebrating 250 years of that spirit, Guernsey Farms Dairy introduced that one-of-a-kind creation, the American Dream Ice Cream, with a vibrant, old glory blue, rich, creamy, unmistakably eye-catching, kind of a vanilla flavor in that, but swirled through the ribbons of red velour, or valor, fudge, symbolizing courage and resilience, folded in with care, the pure sweetness of white chocolate chips representing unity, simplicity, and the enduring promise of something better. It really is more than just an ice cream, Jeff, this time around.
It really is.
It's packed with meaning.
It is, and especially on the 250th anniversary of our country's signing the Declaration of Independence. It's going to be a great summer all around and a great way to experience it at America's Summer Place.
Talk to me, as we're spending some time with Jeff Hess, Vice President of Operations, about the Grand American Evenings.
So we call this our season to celebrate, and in our season to celebrate, evenings on Mackinac Island are something special unto themselves. So focusing on our Grand American Evening, there's so many things to do at Grand Hotel during the evening and have folks get out, whether they're enjoying the lawn, our miniature golf, our twilight golf, and our jewel golf course.
That's, by the way, an award-winning golf course.
Yeah, also celebrating an anniversary this year, 125 years of golf on Mackinac Island with the Jewel. So these evening events help people understand that, you know, the day doesn't end when it's dinner time. You know, there's plenty of things to do, from the live music and the porch, and you could relax or you could get involved or you could be athletic. Everything about the evenings here on Mackinac Island are special, and we certainly want to make sure that they're grand in the same time.
It was great being able to see, he came by and surprised us at dinner last night, Onique. And a lot of people listening who've been up here know Onique from the Jockey Club, but he's been kicked upstairs. Now he manages the entire dining room. And I did not get in there for breakfast because I don't generally eat before going on the air, but he's there for breakfast, I think lunch and dinner.
Yes, every day, 177 days. He's the general manager of the main dining room. He also oversees afternoon tea and room service. He's a very special person.
Oh, he is a great guy, and he's been here for a long time.
Over 25 years, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's that part of the special tradition that exists here and so is so rare to find anymore. People who are places for years, they become a part of the fabric. You have a lot of people here that are like that.
Yeah, actually, this past week has been like old home week as people come and join us again for another summer. Everybody hugs, and there's a lot of excitement and enthusiasm. And all of our team members very much look forward to coming back and having a great season with us, as well as with the customers they've come to know as well.
What's that quick take on the Grand Kids Cup?
So Grand Kids Cup is coming after Memorial Day this year, and it's a great way for families to not have to buy an individual soft drink every time their child needs something to drink. So one-time purchase, you buy the cup, we'll refill it for free at any one of our outlets.
Oh, well, that's a nice idea.
Yeah.
Saving money.
Saving.
But you get, parents, you're going to have to do your job and make sure that your children don't overdo the soda, the pop.
Well, and don't lose the cup.
Don't lose a cup. Yeah, that cup has a great deal of meaning now, doesn't it? What a pleasure, Jeff Hess, Vice President of Operations, in his fifth season here at Mackinac Island's beautiful, historic, iconic Grand Hotel. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you very much, Paul.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And I mean that sincerely. What a nice way to kick off our annual tour. Did you say it? Somebody told me how many years it is. We lost track. And we go back 30 years broadcasting from this position. Another couple of hours ahead of us. Stay with us on WJR. Thanks again to Kevin Dietz for giving us 1 hour of his show each day this week. We start at 11 and go till 2 on our annual Paul W. Smith Pure Michigan Tour. And we started off in fine style, grand style, at this beautiful Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island, broadcasting from the parlor. And yeah, people are here. They opened, I think, last weekend, I believe, was their opening weekend. And there are people who never miss the opening, and for a lot of reasons. There's a lot that goes on here. Quick check on the news, and that is that former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is, at my last report, in the hospital in critical condition. I think we're going to lose him on this hospitalization. We don't even have a clear reason given yet for the hospitalization. A statement from Rudy's spokesperson says, quote, Mayor Rudy Giuliani is currently in the hospital where he remains in critical but stable condition. They talked, as I mentioned in the first hour, about his strength, his resilience, and they're asking for prayers for Rudy Giuliani. So, he really, for a time, for people who don't remember, was America's mayor after 9/11. He garnered a great deal of support, and he earned it. And then he started working with the president and defending the president, and sometimes he kind of went off the rails, it seems. And I even thought the president had abandoned him, but it was the president who first put out the first thing that I saw. I didn't know if it was true or not, but because it was on the internet and social media, but it apparently was true. The president was saying, pray for Rudy, that he was in tough shape and in the hospital, and that was true. It is the, well, what is today? It's the 6th, isn't it? No, it says here on my rundown, it says May 6th. It's not May 6th. We didn't, somebody wanted us to skip right over Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, it's May 4th, isn't it? And it's supposed to be May the 4th be with you. So no wonder I didn't think it or say it when I looked at my rundown. May the 4th be with you. That's the old Star Wars thing. Meanwhile, Jared Halpern, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, is here talking about President Trump saying the U.S. will help stranded ships in the Strait of Hormuz, and whatever he has, he might have more update on the 81-year-old Rudy Giuliani, who is in the hospital. Jared, always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
What this whole thing about the Straits of Hormuz, yeah. And you hear so many different things. First, they're blockading it, then we're blockading it, and then the president said we'll escort ships through, then we won't escort ships. What is the very latest on that?
Well, so Iran still says that it is maintaining control of the Strait of Hormuz as it has really since the start of this war on February 28th. That very few ships have been able to transit through this waterway. It has stranded hundreds of ships that kind of are stuck in and around the U.S. blockade in both the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. The president has said that Project Freedom will open up the strait, that the United States will help ships get through. It is still unclear exactly what that looks like. CENTCOM says it has not sort of escorted ships through. A couple of American flag vessels have made it through, CENTCOM says. Other vessels have not. We have seen as recently as last night Iran open fire on a couple of these ships. So it remains to be seen, I think, how fulsome this is, kind of what the U.S. naval response will be. They have a variety of ways, kind of escort ships. You can obviously do them from naval platform ships in the area. You can do them by air, helicopters, and things like that. It is still seems to be kind of slow going, though. We have not certainly seen the type of ship traffic that you would have seen through the strait before the start of the war. And listen, this is having increasingly a larger economic effect, right? Because so much of the global energy fuel supply transits through the strait, about 20%, you have seen now the markets really shake up. Fertilizer prices, fuel prices, gas prices in the U.S. are now well up above $4 a gallon. And so I think part of this is a response to those market concerns. But the other part of this is the card, so to speak, that Iran has been able to maintain here through the ceasefire and really through the war is this strait. So if the U.S. were able to take that away from the Iranians, it certainly would do a lot in kind of forcing the type of negotiated settlement here that President Trump is seeking.
Yeah, and it appears at the moment, I think the last quote that I remember was the president said, if they behave themselves, he isn't going to start bombing Iran.
Yeah.
So I don't exactly know what that means. It seems like it's all come down to the Strait of Hormuz.
It has, because this has become almost an economic war, right? The bombardment has stopped for weeks now, right? We've had this ceasefire in place. But what you have seen is the U.S. established this blockade. This is preventing any ship from entering or leaving Iran. What that really means is it has prevented Iran from exporting oil, which is its main source of revenue for the government. They are in dire straits as it relates to its oil production, because you can't continue to ramp up production if you can't get it out. What Iran has done is continued to control the strait and prevent other oil shipments from moving through that waterway. And so this has become really an economic conflict more than anything else over the last couple of weeks.
Jared, we are literally on an island, Mackinac Island.
I know, yeah.
We don't always get all the news right away, but we're trying to monitor. Have you heard anything else about Mayor Rudy Giuliani in critical condition?
His spokesperson put out a statement just as I was dialing into you guys that the Giuliani has pneumonia. And so he remains in critical but stable condition. So it is a story we'll continue to follow. But pneumonia now is the diagnosis, at least according to a spokesperson for Rudy Giuliani.
And at that age, 81, that can be a deadly diagnosis.
That can be a very
diagnosis.
Serious diagnosis, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Keep up the good work, Jared. Thank you for joining us as always. Jared Halpern, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor extraordinaire. In Focus, on the road with Paul W. Smith and our WJR Pure Michigan tour. You know, we've had a mixed bag of weather. It's pretty nice out there right now, and I'm looking out at the beautifully redone deck. It's back. I mean, I never knew this, and I've been here 1,000 times, that it's wood underneath there. It had so many coverings and layers that they have removed, and now it's this beautiful wood floor on America's summer place and America's largest front porch at Grand Hotel. You will love it when you see it. You'll love everything they've been doing here. They just seem to make it better and better in this new season. That's a very important season. Every one of them is. the vice president of retail here at Mackinac Island's Grand Hotel, is James Garnacha. James Garnacha is sitting across from me, and I'm pretty amazed at all the things that have happened here, all the changes. It's every year, every season, something else good has happened, and you've kind of focused in on what's being called a reimagined garden terrace level. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, pleasure to be here. Thank you for having
me. It's our pleasure having you.
We're excited. Yeah, so this is year two for me at Grand Hotel. I landed January of 2025 as a retailer, so big brand background between New York and San Francisco. So an opportunity for me to come back home to Michigan. Grew up just south of Lansing. So neat part to connect with the hotel. And so everything I'm bringing is the retail piece of how it integrates with hospitality. We've had shops for many, many years. It really started last year with our Grand Hotel Mackinac Market shop downtown. Very successful and well-received. This was a year of how do we continue to expand and elevate the Grand Terrace here on the hotel level. So we looked at Mackinac Market, our men's shop, which is now W. Stewart Woodfill, a gentleman's clothier, and then Revel, which is our new women's clothing boutique. So we've always had a men's shop. We've always had a women's shop, but it's this branding element of how do you make it a little bit more special for the guest.
Well, you've done it. And with the marketplace came incredible expansion. Now in the middle of the area that we used to see a woman's shop and a men's shop. And a brilliant move to use W. Stewart Woodfill, because maybe we don't have time to go into the whole history, but I suggest people look into that history and the involvement with family, basically. And Woodfill is part of the family, and the Mussers used to tell us that story all the time. But, you know, when I thought of W. Stewart Woodfill, I thought of a very well-dressed man. And that's what this is all about now at Mackinac Island, with a completely reimagined men's shop and women's shop.
Absolutely. Yeah, they were combined, which was great. You had a little bit of a crossover, but we just wanted to create a special experience. Whether a man shopping, he's looking for his Haspel Seersucker suit. We've got
that's a very important name in Seersucker. And this is a Seersucker Island. It's really a Seersucker hotel. And now you have Seersucker.
Yes, we do. Haspel's been a great partnership with us. They are established 1909. We had a really fun two-day event with them celebrating National Seersucker Day in June. They'll be back again this year. We've expanded our assortment. We have a red, white, and blue Seersucker suit collection this year with them. And so it's a lot of fun. And we actually celebrate every Sunday is Seersucker Sunday, starting Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. That's a great. By the way, forgive me, James. Is it Garnacha or Nacha? I've been saying N Nacha because I was hungry for nachos, but
Garnacha.
It is Garnacha.
Yes.
Even though there's an M there, it's an N. I couldn't see it on the name tag. All right, Garnacha. I guess I got lucky and got it right. And the evolving retail experience. The greatest thing that happened over the last several months is all of a sudden I started getting emails for what is, I think you call it, distinctly grand, which is all the stuff we'd love to have ourselves and easily bought online.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining our email list. We've got an amazing marketing team that messages the brand very well, and it's to invite you to shop 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. So you, at your convenience at your home, you can shop with us online, and that's shop.grandhotel.com. What we're finding is our guests go home for the season or from their trip, and they want to continue to live the memory or the experience, and they can still continue to shop. We reimagined it, relaunched the website and the shopping experience the middle of the summer, and it really took off for us at the end of the year. So as the hotel will close end of October, our retail experience continues, and we did a very nice job during the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Cyber Week. So you name all the traditional retail kind of promotions and elements, we were part of that. So our guests are really excited to be able to shop with us year round on our website.
And who doesn't love to carry on the experience, to bolster the experience, to even relive the experience, or just feel good about when you're going to be going to Grand Hotel, than to be able to shop.grandhotel.com. And also you can go to grandhotel.com and sign up for the emails, because if you do that, there are many times last-minute opportunities and deals And that's the best way to find out about them. If you get on the Grand Hotel email list at grandhotel.com, sign up for the emails. And to have all the wonderful things with the Grand Hotel spirit. And just as I said, spirit, our sommelier just brought a couple, three bottles of wine. More than that,
there's Elizabeth. There's
the spirit coming already. I love the way she thinks.
We love Elizabeth.
Yeah, spirit. Elizabeth Schweitzer, who's been the master sommelier forever, and yet she's only 22. So God bless you, Elizabeth. And we'll talk to her in just a little bit. But she made a grand entrance,
yes,
didn't
she? Did. Yes.
And I guess that makes a lot of sense. Anything else, James, that we need to know before we say goodbye?
You know, come shop with us. The team is doing a great job. There's obviously these beautiful stores with amazing product. Just a compliment to Erica, who's our retail manager this year. She's doing a phenomenal job. It's the service piece. It's the element that we want to create just a joyful experience when you come in and shop. So obviously you're bringing home some great souvenirs, some really great merchandise, but you're going to be met with a really great team that will help you with your purchases in any of our stores.
And I'll tell you, it's just a very natural and normal expansion of the Grand Hotel experience. And some of it, you scratch your head and say, geez, I wonder why they didn't do that before. Well, as Dan Musser would tell you, it takes money to do these things. And luckily, this company has a lot of money so that the expansion can happen. And it's, I mean, think of this. The Grand Women's, used to be formerly the Women's Boutique Grand Women's, now debuting as Revel.
Correct.
And the offerings are incredible. I went by that women's clothing boutique. And Grand Men's is now W. Stewart Woodville, a gentleman's clothier. And it does. Each of these stores bring that distinct point of view to style at Grand Hotel. You guys are doing a marvelous job. What a team. The team. James Garnacha, Vice President of Retail at Mackinac Island's Grand Hotel. Well done.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you for coming by. We've got lots more, including Jamie Edmonds on the Pistons. So stay with us. Paul W. Smith in Focus on the Road on WJR. And we are joyously here as part of their 140th season. And nice to have Ruth Gazzetti, who is the marketing manager. That's her new position. And she has working with her Jeannie Lawless, photo and video marketing, and an intern, but that's what she's doing. And I'm thrilled to say to her family, they should be very excited for their daughter. Jeannie Lawless is not only starting her first day today at Grand Hotel, it also happens to be her birthday. So what a wonderful thing. What a wonderful gift. I hope you're enjoying your work and doing a nice job. So they were there with me when I threw out the first ice cream cone. Well, I didn't throw it out. I ate it. With the fabulous American Dream ice cream for the 250th anniversary. You know, leave it to the folks at Guernsey. The best. And that's at Sadie's Ice Cream Parlor, which just opened. And I did get the first scoop of ice cream. And how could I not go for the American Dream on this, the 250th anniversary of these great United States of America? Speaking of great, she does the morning show with the boys, and she's made a name for herself for years in sports on television and on radio. She's co-host of JR Mornings with Chris Lloyd and Jamie. Why does it say this? Co-host of JR Morning with, Chris Lloyd and Jamie. We got to use commas here. Chris Lloyd. I thought, who the hell is Chris Lloyd? Chris Lloyd and Jamie, who do the morning show, of course, and still is working hard, even though she started a podcast we'll talk about in a moment, as the Pistons win their first playoff series since 2008, back when they played at the Palace, beating the Orlando Magic 116-94 in Game 7 of the opening round of the NBA playoffs. And it's not just my imagination, Jamie Edmonds. They either have the right formula for something they're drinking at halftime, or the coach says the right thing. But they've come out with two extremely explosive second halves that they really needed.
Yeah, Paul, I mean, how fun is this that the Pistons are advancing in the playoffs? We haven't been able to say that for quite some time. And, you know, I'm still bothered that I have Comcast and I can't watch the Pistons when they're on ABC, but we figured it out yesterday.
Don't get me started How'd you figure it out? Because I have Comcast at home. Now, I'm on the road, and I did watch it here on the road at Grand Hotel. Thankfully, I was able to do that. But how did you get it at Comcast back home?
Well, I'll tell you what. My husband has ESPN Plus and figured it out in his office online, streaming, what have you. But then we just went to our neighbor's house because they have DirecTV and watched there.
Well, that's one way. Can we all come to your neighbor's house? Probably you can't invite us all to your neighbor's house. But be that as it may, what is it, 18 years, 2008? I can't do math quickly. But this is incredible. And certainly, Cade Cunningham has cemented himself as the MVP player that we always knew he was, with incredible, 32 points, 12 assists, averaging 36.5 points per game during the series. I mean, this has just been, it's the right time for them to be doing as well as they're doing.
Yeah, and you know what? Cade has proven that he's a number one. There's been some, you know, criticism of him when he first got here that he's not a number one. He absolutely is a number one. He had 45 points in one of the games this series, and they came back down 3-1. They're only the 15th team ever to do that in NBA playoff history. So it wasn't what we thought with a number one seed playing a number eight, but I think they showed a lot of resiliency in coming back down 3-1. They needed some help. You know, Franz Wagner being out was good. The fact that the Orlando Magic missed 23 consecutive shots in that game six. But, you know, you need to be good and lucky in the playoffs, and the Pistons were both.
And are we going to be good and lucky against the Cleveland Cavaliers? What do you foresee?
Well, you know, I like the chemistry of the Pistons because now they've been forged to you know, they had to come back all of these games. So I like their chances against the Cavs, the number four Cavs. The Cavs are big. They've got that Jarrett Allen, Evan Mobley. They've got shot makers and Donovan Mitchell and James Harden. But the Pistons have showed that they have this resiliency. And maybe the true number two on this team is Tobias Harris, who's had a great series, and he had a great game seven with 30 points.
You know what I like about you? It's your resiliency. From way back when you did some sports filling in on my morning show to now hosting, co-hosting the morning show with Chris, Lloyd, and Jamie. And you also face all of the challenges in your life along the way and made some decisions that are going to help an awful lot of other people. And your new podcast, Jamie's Journey, Angels Along the Way, is underway. And this is really your passion project, isn't it, Jamie Edmonds?
100%. I was startled by a cancer diagnosis in February. It rocked me to my core, and I didn't think I would get to this point where I could talk about it. But hearing other women talk about it helped me get to a point where I'm like, okay, I can do this. I can beat this. So I thought, with this platform that I have, and thank you to WJR for giving it to me, but maybe I could help other women see the other end and light at the end of the tunnel. So yeah, I started this podcast. Episode one was Scary Paul because it's so personal. It's my journey.
Sure.
But then we're going to get into it with like all the angels helping me get through this as we move forward with the podcast.
I love the way you put that, Jamie, that you're going to be interviewing angels who've helped you along the way, as well as the people in our community. And not just people that you know, and there are plenty of those, but people came out of the woodwork, so to speak, to help you. People who had experience and could offer you some comfort that you didn't even know was there.
100%. I mean, when I was still private about what I was going through, I had my personal friends step up, which, you know, they're my friends. You might expect that. But then when I went public, the people that have just sent me messages and told me how they got through their cancer journeys has helped me. The people that have helped me try and be myself still, with the women who got my wig together and helped me with my beauty side of things. Like, I'm going to talk to all these people on this podcast, including the doctors at Henry Ford who are going to save my life.
It's so helpful. And to make the decision, that was not an easy one for a private person, to take this to the streets, to bring this in a public way, in a podcast, God bless you, because you know that this is going to help so many people that you don't even know. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have this kind of help until you stepped forward. Now, the first episode is up, and apparently you can link to listen in your profile, something I don't know how to do. but you can also, it's astonishing, you can also go to @WJR Radio, the YouTube page, to watch. Is there another way, or is there any other way I should tell people how to find this thing?
Yeah, if you want to watch, yeah, you could go to WJR's YouTube page or wherever you get podcasts, whether it's at Apple or at Spotify. You could search my name, Jamie Edmonds, and it comes up, and you can just listen in the car or listen wherever you are, and hopefully it helps you, because that's my plan. I asked God to give me strength. I believe he did, and I'm going to try and pay it forward.
No question he did. And whether you watch it, see it, or just hear it, you'll hear Jamie Edmonds' smile that is her trademark, and she's had for as long as I've known her, certainly as co-host of JR Mornings with Chris, Lloyd, and Jamie. And God bless you for still doing the work and filling us in on your take on the Pistons winning their first playoff series since 2008.
Well, look, that's forward my to seeing passion.
You. I know that. Well, you got a few passions.
Yeah.
Including Jamie's journey, Angels Along the Way, her new podcast. God bless you, my friend, and we will talk
Thanks,
to
Paul.
You again soon. I just so you know, I have my pink ribbon on my sport coat that I got from Marie Osborne. She was kind enough to get that and send it to me so I could have
thanks,
it on my
Paul.
Sport coat for you.
Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. We love you. Jamie Edmonds on WJR. We continue here with lots of anniversary celebrations that we have been enjoying. Here's another one. We have another anniversary celebration. Right here at Grand Hotel, 125 years of golf. And with that comes some anniversary golf specials and the introduction of Grand American Evenings. No one better to tell us about this. He joined us last year. Grant DeMoss, who is the director of golf at Grand Hotel. And Grant, happy 125th anniversary.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me here today.
Well, it's our pleasure. Hard to believe that Jewel's been around that long.
I know. It really is. But it's faced the test of time, and we're just really happy this year to celebrate 125 years at the Jewel. Like you were saying, with the celebration, we've got a lot of cool things that I'd like to kind of throw my little pitch in for.
I'd like to hear about them.
Yeah, if you guys are coming up to Mackinac Island to celebrate our 125th anniversary, from Memorial Day to Labor Day, you can get 9 holes at any time of the day with a cart, a sleeve of logo balls, and a ball marker for just $125. And then we also, throughout the whole season, you can get 2 twilight rounds of golf for $125. Or to celebrate America's 250th, you can get 4 golfers out at twilight.
For $250.
Yes, sir.
And as I understand this, some people say, yeah, well, I don't have my clubs. What a hassle. How much is that going to cost? But you're throwing the clubs
in. So the clubs and the cart are included in those fees that I just mentioned.
Which makes it a lot easier than lugging your clubs.
Yes, and even if you do have your own clubs, you just got fitted and you want to bring them up, don't think that it is as difficult as you think. When you're going across on the ferry, you get it tagged just like your luggage, and our dray service actually brings it up to the golf course, and then our staff will put your clubs on your golf cart. So it's a pretty seamless operation.
Well, that is pretty seamless. That's a great thing. And celebrate your way, Grand American Evenings, a new nightly summer tradition at Grand Hotel. Tell us more about that.
So there's a lot of different traditions that we have here at the hotel,
mm-hmm.
And we're going to continue to bring those different activities that we have, which includes our afternoon tea, demitas. We also have our different activities in the lawn and then the pool. We have our duck races at 2 o'clock. And then we also we have our meet the Hackneys as well. I'm the golf pro, so a lot of these things that are the summer traditions, you'll talk with some of the other people about that.
Yeah. Well, it's frankly, I guess we would call it the continued evolution of retail, which we've talked about, but now for golf. And coming up, we're going to talk about that revolution and evolution on wine here at Grand Hotel. These are, you said it really very well, Grant DeMoss. You said traditions. There are traditions that define Grand Hotel as America's summer place.
Yes, sir.
And you know how important golf is to a lot of people in our great state of Michigan. And we always show up being a great golfing state.
Yes, we do. And speaking of Michigan being a great state, celebrating the Jewel this year. We're doing a Jewel Classic tournament, and we have a PGA professional from Michigan who's representing Michigan, Ryan Lenahan. So Michigan, if you watched the Golf Channel at all this week, Ryan was complimenting Michigan and how amazing the golf courses are here. You and I were just saying you're from Naples, but I would say we
Well, I'm from Monroe, Michigan.
Okay, but you...
We do have a place in Naples and a place in Grosse Pointe, but we're surrounded by golfers wherever we are.
Yes, we are. And the better part about Michigan golf than Florida golf, you don't have to worry about those snakes and gators.
I wish you wouldn't have brought up snakes. Now, I'm not going to get snakes out of my mind. I have a hard enough time living there because of snakes. Yeah. Don't even get me started. But there's another one coming up, and we'll be here for the Detroit Regional Chamber, Sandy Berruha's big event. And you've got a great couple of guys facing off each other on the golf course for that.
Yeah, so we got Tom Izzo and Dusty May, the coaches of Michigan State and the University of Michigan. They will be here along with a couple other guests. Mike Tirico, he's one of my favorite guys.
He's one of the best.
Yes. I believe George Blaha will be here as well.
Great.
Greg Kelsler. So it's just always a good group of guys come up here. But, you know, with our Pistons being in the playoffs, it's going to be interesting to see if they all the Pistons staff is able to make it up.
They might have some other things. I hope they have other things they've got to do to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
All right. Grant, thank you so much. Thanks for all the good work you do as the director of golf here at Grand Hotel on beautiful Mackinac Island. God bless you for that.
Thanks for having me.
Think of some of these great 125th anniversary Grand Nine specials. Nine holes of golf, a ball marker, you got the cart and the clubs if you need them, all for $125. I mean, there's so many deals. Just check in, grandhotel.com. Get on the email list and find out all the latest as we go along into the next hour here with Paul W. Smith in Focus. Well, he's not kidding. GrandHotel.com is the direct line of communication you should start with. GrandHotel.com. Find out about all this 140th season hoopla that's well worth it. And no better place in America to celebrate America's 250th anniversary. And the winter refresh projects, the design evolution, the ongoing facade work. It's truly incredible with the new partnerships, the programming, fabulous guest experiences for this new year with the continued evolution of retail, dining, golf, and wine experiences. We're going to be talking about in just a few minutes. The traditions that define Grand Hotel as America's summer place. They don't come by this easily. There's a lot of work. And a lot of good people, and people that have been around a while, including Bob Taggetts, who's the resident historian here at Mackinac's Grand Hotel. And we're going to talk to him about a new lecture that he has and some of the other things about 250 years of the American Resort and the Somewhere in Time movie memorabilia space and the refreshed Garden Terrace historical displays, all coming up here in just a moment. Well, our Pistons won their first playoff series since 2008, back when they played at the Palace, beating the Orlando Magic 116-94 in Game 7 of the opening round of the NBA playoffs. Once again, the Pistons were down 3-1 in the series and came back from a 22-point deficit in the second half of Game 6 on Friday. And then Cade Cunningham cemented himself as an MVP-caliber player with his 32 points and 12 assists. He averaged 36.5 points per game for the entire series. Tobias Harris had 30 points. 17 of those came in the second quarter. Jalen Duren scored 15 with 15 rebounds. And is it Ausar Thompson provided stellar defense?
Yeah,
Ausar.
Somebody described him as a more polite Dennis Rodman because of his tough defense and rebounding. I love
you
that.
You know, I heard that, and I wondered where Dennis is today. I'm not going to lie to you. He lived a life where I wasn't sure he'd still be alive today.
Yeah. I mean, especially after he left the Pistons.
He seemed
you know, kind of normal. And then when he went to San Antonio and then with Chicago is when he started with all the crazy hair and the publicity stunts where he married himself
metal
or
going
something.
Metal going through various parts of his body that he shouldn't have had metal going through. But now we're going to take on the Cleveland Cavaliers and coach Biggerstaff. I mean, this guy, I don't know what he says at halftime, but it works.
Well, and you know what? Bickerstaff used to coach the Cleveland Cavaliers. It was his last job before he got hired with the Pistons.
So it's especially personal.
Yeah.
For him.
But you're right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what his halftime speeches consisted of, but I thought that they were getting bounced on Friday night, and they came back and they put together an entire game yesterday in Game 7. So if we see the team we saw yesterday in this next series, I'm feeling good. If we're seeing the team that we saw Game 1 through 6, I'm a little concerned.
All right. Well, we'll watch it together, matter of fact, depending on where it is. I mean, they've had it on Amazon Prime. They've had it on ABC for those of us with Xfinity that can't get ABC. I mean, it's been a journey.
Right. So this next round is going to either be on one of the NBC properties or Amazon Prime. But, yeah, Paul, if you know, the Pistons go to the Eastern Conference Finals and then to the finals and the games are in ABC – Xfinity better figure it out, because people are going to start switching if that becomes the case.
They're going to be upset, and they're going to ask about refunds, too.
Right.
You know? All right. I kicked off the new season with the first scoop of ice cream from Guernsey's, which is at Sadie's at the end of the hotel here. And Guernsey's the best. You know that. And they have a new ice cream for the 250th anniversary, the American Dream.
Are you the first person in history to try that ice cream, Paul? You might be.
Let's just say I'm the first person in history that isn't an employee of Guernsey's, because trust me, they did a lot of taste testing.
The first civilian.
I will say I'm the first civilian to have a scoop of that ice cream, and it is delicious. Vanilla, although it's blue, very patriotic blue. Do I have a blue tongue? I don't usually stick my tongue.
Not any more blue than normal. No.
Yeah, that's true. Me and my giraffe, we both have long blue tongues.
Right.
So anyway, it's got some pieces of fudge that are red, which I haven't quite figured out why or how. But we needed red, white, and blue. And it's kind of a vanilla. It's very good. You just have to try it. And apparently, though I tried to make it exclusive to Grand Hotel, it actually is available wherever you can find some of the delicious, fabulous Guernsey ice creams.
Oh,
all right,
good.
Let's see. You went to the Tulip Festival. It went well. Chelsea's birthday. Sherry Templin, Ray's beautiful wife, sent over. I don't see them anymore. There was a bag of them here, chocolate chip cookies. Oh, they took them away from me because I was eating them. So, everyone's always looking out for me, not just Kim.
Right.
Everybody's looking out for me.
Well, if you behave, you can have a couple after the show.
That's what they're doing. I mean, they're like holding them up as, you know, like I'm going to do tricks once I can get a chance to do some more of those delicious chocolate chip cookies from Sherry Templin. All right. Any news on Mayor Giuliani, who's hospitalized? It doesn't sound good.
No. I mean, Jared Halpern broke a little bit of news to us that we know he's in the hospital with pneumonia. And
yeah. We did not know it was pneumonia. They had not released that. And you're right. Jared told us, so we had that on the air. That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. And I think it's touch and go. Like you said, Paul, it's not looking good, but they're saying critical but stable. So hopefully the but stable is hopeful, but we'll just it seems like it's just a minute by minute thing right now.
At 81, those are a couple of words you don't want to hear associated with a person 81.
Right.
Pneumonia and critical.
Yes.
You just don't. And we pray for him. Those of us who pray, it's worth throwing out a prayer there. Quickly, there's so many stories here. You got to look online for that Sherry DeVoe, the first female trainer to win the Kentucky Derby. When you see the range of emotion she goes through,
right.
And she is not shy about emoting.
No.
But from the back and in the last position all the way up, I thought she was going to have a heart attack. She was slamming the wall and jumping over it and back and forth. And then she wins as the first female trainer, and she was smothered in love. But I swear, I thought I was worried for her.
Well, and you know,
when you see it, you'll see.
The jockey on that horse, his brother came in second place. So they there was two
brothers neck and neck.
Yeah. And you know what? They were talking to him afterwards, and you know, he said that he's happy, but he'd love to see his brother win a derby as well. So I thought that was kind of cool.
I thought he said this was his 10th or 12th Derby.
Yeah, he's been at it a while. And
Bob, what is it? You're the historian. 11th. So I was in between 10 or 12. It was 11. I was close. Is he the older brother? Because I'm thinking my late older brother Mark would have beat me in a race like that. I hope it was the older brother who, after 11 tries, finally wins.
Right. And then the younger
brother.
There's
plenty of time for the younger brother to win.
Yeah. I'm trying to look it up real quick. Jose Ortiz was the winner.
Okay.
He is, let's see, says he's 32, so he is young. So he must have started, and he must have started young. And then his brother, Irad Ortiz Jr., he's a year older. So
So
the younger brother won, but they're, you know, they're still both in their early 30s, so they've got plenty of time.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to be too old being a jockey. There was a jockey who was 59, and they were making it a big deal that he was on the horse that Kim liked, which I've totally forgotten the name of it. Happy, so happy, like Kim is. So happy. That guy was like 59, looking to be the oldest jockey to win.
Yeah.
And it looked like So Happy might, until near the end, So Happy decided to leave. I don't know where So Happy went, but it was like in second or third place. And then I go, where the heck is So Happy?
So Happy thought he'd be happier elsewhere, not in the winner's circle,
That he didn't want to have the bother of the winner's circle. Anyway, nice to have you back. Glad you had a good time in Holland. Tulips and celebrated Chelsea's birthday. And now here's a guy who's, this is why he's lasted here, Bob Taggetts, as the resident historian on Mackinac Island at Beautiful Grand Hotel. What did he do? He found the chocolate chip cookies that Sherry Templin made for us. He found them and brought them back as an offering on the table in front of me. This guy knows how to move things along and make it his time available right now, because that's what's coming up next in Focus on WJR. Well, as we continue from the parlor and enjoying ourselves very, very much once again, in his 31st season, doing what he does, and no one does it better, this is the gentleman, Bob Taggetts, who is the resident historian. And I looked at my sheet, because they put out a sheet, slide it under the door every morning, that tells you all the events that are going on. They're working your behind off. They're working you all day long.
I'm having a hard time keeping my calorie count and my scotch count up. I am running everywhere, Paul. Everywhere.
Because you do these lectures, you do tours, you do everything. Yep. What is, I've asked you this before, and I'm just going to ask you again. What is the single most asked question in the 31 seasons you've been answering questions about the history of Grand Hotel?
Well, where's the John would be first.
That's a good one.
And second is, where's the dining room?
There you are, ladies and gentlemen. I think we probably could have guessed both of those.
If you got eating and pooping, you're pretty much covered.
There you go.
My world is the useless information that's allowed this hotel to continuously operate for 140 seasons or 139 years, depending on how you call it. Whatever.
I'm calling it. I'm just saying 140 years, whatever. And it is a wonderful place. It is a place of such great tradition. And one of the ways we keep those traditions alive is from you retelling the stories.
Yep. I got 10 different lectures and tours around here, everything from horse culture to this morning I did gambling and prohibition at Grand Hotel. My favorite tour is called Art, Antiques, and Design at Grand Hotel. The subtitles, Who Picked These Colors and What Were They Drinking at the Time? So, very popular.
You know, Mr. Varnay, and I call him that with great reverence. We sat with him, Carlton, once at a dinner when I was emceeing something. And my beautiful wife, Kim, said, I just love all of these colors and what you've done. Where can I find those for my home? And he said, sweetheart, you don't want this in your home. It's a great setup for a Grand Hotel.
Absolutely.
Where you come and visit and you're in awe. But if it was in your home, it might be a bit much.
Yeah, we sell summer memories. It's an all about an oh-wow thing. And man, we're a summer hotel. So all the colors of summer we brought into the hotel. I travel in the winter, and resorts will say, hey, come see our place. We redid it. It's just like home. I got a home. I want something that looks different from my home that I can say, Lord, look at this wallpaper. Who put flowers on the ceilings, you know?
Well, you made a reference to cutting into your scotch time or
whatever
you said. But now there's a Grand Hotel Gin.
Holy smoly.
It's not here yet.
No.
But the botanicals, which gin is famous
yep,
for,
yep.
are going to be grown here.
Yep.
Are growing
That's the
here.
That's the plan. That's the plan.
And going to be in the gin. That's
Absolutely.
Pretty incredible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do our own herbs that we harvest at the end of the hotel. A lot of those are there. We've made a shot at honey, doing our own honey. But what's better than gin? And it's not here yet, but I have my glass, my ice, and a lime already.
And I'll be right alongside you. But what do you mean? You made your shot at honey. Did it not work
it
out?
It did not work out so well. No.
What happened?
Winters are hard. Hard to keep them up here. Keep uh-huh. them going. But we gave it a shot.
You couldn't
Drew
send
Drew
them
did.
South with the horses?
Yeah, they come with me down to Florida. It's
oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay. 250 years of the American resort. That might confuse people who think that Grand Hotel's been here 250
nope.
years, but resorts have been. How did it all come about in your lecture, 250 years of American resorts?
Well, we got to do something to celebrate America, for goodness sakes. And I'm going to tell you, I do lots of lectures and lots of tours. Nothing's been more fun to research. I spent the entire winter, and I'm still not done. I'm literally rewriting notes as it go. And I start with need for lodging, and that would be George Washington. And when he traveled, he kept notes about lodging and public houses, staying in how difficult it was. His inauguration in New York, because that was the capital at the time, people couldn't get rooms. And then the World's Fair made it necessary for large hotels. And I take it all the way from George Washington all the way up to the Interstate Highway and Motel 6 and everything in between. How did these chains get found? Everybody knows they're there, but how did they get founded? Who were these people? Why was it needed? How did it evolve? And how did it change with the times and transportation?
And I learned on the, I guess it might have been Grand Hotel Television or something, how George Washington died. Mm-hmm. He always got up in the morning and rode his horse all over these acres, and it was raining or snowing or doing something bad. And then he came in, and instead of changing and getting dry, he said, I got to go to do this event. So he went there in wet clothing and all of that. He ended up with pneumonia. And it killed him.
Yep.
I wouldn't have known that if I hadn't seen something that Bob Taggart's had a hand
Damn
in.
You got to listen to what your mother says. Don't wear wet clothing. Come on, Paul.
Yeah, I try not to. Moments in Time movie memorabilia space, the refreshed garden terrace,
historical displays. Well, we moved some of our shops around, our retail spaces down there. And doing so, we had to move the Hall of History or the Memory Room. A lot of people associate us with the movies that were made here, both Somewhere in Time and This Time for Keeps. So we have a new room to kind of celebrate that, a new interpretation of it. And then the most single exciting thing is we kind of got a little away from Carlton Varney and Dorothy Draper in style. We had another designer for a short period of time, and we wisely brought them back. And now, wisely brought them back. Yeah. And now what we're doing, the lower lobby, we're turning it back to the bright, fun summer colors, all the bright stuff, new wallpaper. I've rehung 311 historic pictures. A lot of them are new down there to interpret the history of the hotel. It's pretty exciting, Paul.
Nobody does it like Bob Taggart's, resident historian of the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. May your 31st summer season be your best.
I'm still on probation. We'll see how it goes.
We continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR at 128. And so nice to hear from so many people who are listening in, including Tim High, his lovely wife, Karen. Tim High is the president and CEO of the Convention and Business Bureau for Mackinac Island. And he's been doing a great job in that job for many years. And he did a great job at WJR for many years, which makes it sound like he's very old. But he's not that old, but he's had a lot of good jobs and important positions. He's done very, very well. All right, David Shepherdson, speaking of guys who do their jobs very well, covers transportation, autos, aviation for Reuters. He was at the great award-winning Detroit News, but now he's at Reuters, and he's here with us. Of course, the big story is Spirit Airlines going out of business. I mean, literally, while planes were in midair. That was a terrible way to find out that you don't have a job anymore while you're in the middle of doing your job, but be that as it may. David, it's been wild, but kind of predictable, I think.
Yeah, I think, you know, there was a confluence of events, obviously, that led to Spirit's demise. And certainly there's a lot of fighting on social media right now about who's responsible. And there's certainly plenty of blame to go around. But what's clear, certainly at the end, was Spirit's bankruptcy exit plan had forecast, you know, jet fuel prices at about half of what they are now. They've doubled since the start of the war. And for a low-cost airline that has a lot less room to raise prices, given how, you know, price sensitive their customers are. They just couldn't handle these higher costs, and they've had about $100 million in higher fuel costs since March, over the last 2 months. And that, plus the fact that, you know, they had struggled for years, they hadn't made a profit since 2019. You know, the airline did not have a lot of margin, and it became clear once this $500 million bailout from the Trump administration fell apart that they didn't have any other options.
Well, there are plenty of people. I didn't see it because I'm not looking. But apparently on social media, there are plenty of people who are blaming President Trump for this because they're idiots and they haven't followed this situation for as many years as you and I have. You're right, they haven't made a profit since 2019. I actually had the founder of Spirit on my show in my studio years ago. And, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough road. Anybody who says they're going to save you a lot of money flying, a little fly in the ointment can turn everything upside down. But let's not forget, it was the Biden administration's Department of Justice that, quote unquote, successfully blocked the $3.8 billion merger between JetBlue and Spirit Airlines in early 2024 on antitrust grounds. And they told us at that time, Spirit said, in order to survive, we need to do this merger with JetBlue, and the government didn't seem to care.
Yeah, so I think you're right. And fundamentally, the argument there from the government, from the Biden administration standpoint, was we want Spirit to be a standalone, they're called ULCC, ultra low cost carrier, like Frontier, like Avelo, like a handful of other very carriers that offer really cheap prices. And we don't want Spirit to become part of JetBlue because JetBlue is close to a mainstream carrier. Their prices are much closer to what a Delta American. And therefore, we're concerned that the people who fly Spirit will pay more if Spirit's part of JetBlue. Now, however, to your point, this is a company that was in distress at the time. And, you know, so I do think there's a lot of people who say the Biden administration made a mistake, that it put the sort of the idea of competition ahead of ensuring a viable Spirit. Now, it is worth noting JetBlue's in a fair amount of trouble, too. They have a lot of debt. They were forced to die last week that they might have to file for bankruptcy. They're also struggling with high fuel prices. We don't know if they had absorbed Spirit's debt and planes and, you know, the expense of converting it to part of the airline, what that would have done to JetBlue. But, you know, we certainly know that what did happen didn't work. It's also worth noting that Spirit shareholders later rejected a tie-up with Frontier. Maybe that would have saved them. So I do think there's plenty of blame to go around. But I do think the idea that there's a fair amount of people think that the Biden administration made a pretty big mistake by not letting that merger go through.
David Shepardson with us covers transportation, autos, aviation for Reuters. You might remember him from, well, being on WJR, but also being at the Great Detroit News. When you consider that Spirit had 4,119 domestic flights scheduled between May 1st and May 15, offering 809,638 seats, what in the world happens to the money people have paid for those flights and seats? I can't imagine that a company that stopped flying in the middle of the night because they ran out of money is in any way, shape, or form going to be able to pay those people back.
Well, that's probably the only good news, is because they technically, so they didn't run out in the sense of like they were down their last $10. They had about $200 million that the credit card companies forced them to basically hold back in this instance. And so the good news is, if you bought a ticket with a credit card, you should get your money back. Now, people with a debit card, who pay with a debit card, they might have a little more problems. You use the frequent flyer points or whatever, you might not get it. But so the good news is people should get it back. And it's worth noting that Delta, American, Southwest, United have all stepped up, are offering discounted tickets for people who have a call up and say, I had a Spirit reservation, I need to get home. And they're offering those tickets.
God bless them. God bless them for that. Yeah. They didn't need to do that.
No. And they're also offering free seats, jump seats for Spirit employees who have to get home, you know, flight attendants, pilots. So, no, the industry has definitely stepped up. They're offering, like, preferential hiring for those, you know, 10,000 to 15,000 Spirit workers who are losing their jobs. So, no, I think you're right. It's definitely worth highlighting the industry is trying to help folks. But again, if you have a Spirit ticket, you got to move fast. If you want that discounted ticket, or make sure you get a refund, because you don't want to be, you know, left holding the bag.
By the way, at least my personal opinion, this shows just what a brilliant man Ed Bastian, the man running Delta, my favorite airline and the official airline of the Paul W. Smith Show and family, how smart was he to end up buying a refinery for Delta?
It's been a really good move with these fuel prices, for sure. And, yeah, now I think that it's going to be really interesting to see how, you know, Delta, everybody handles these oil prices. Hey, it's not easy for anybody. Yes, they have a decent hedge because of the refinery, but this is hurting everybody. And they've only been able to pass on anywhere from 30 to 60% of those higher fuel prices in the form of higher ticket prices. So ticket prices are going to have to come up through the end of the year. So, you know, my advice is, people, if you're thinking about booking that summer travel, you know, do it sooner rather than later, because prices are probably not going to go down, but likely to keep going up.
David Shepherdson of Reuters, a homer. Way to go. Always nice talking with you.
Thanks, Paul W.
Uh-huh. We continue in focus at WJR. My goodness, these 3 hours have zoomed right by. And what a nice way to end it with Elizabeth Schweitzer, who we've known for years here. She is the master sommelier, Mackinac Island and Mackinac's Grand Hotel. So nice to see you, Elizabeth. And I'm guessing, tried to do the math, the David Jerzak math, puts you in your 17th season. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is, by the way, a long time for the 8th female master sommelier in the world. In the entire world, you were the 8th woman to become a master sommelier. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
We've been with you a long time through the sabering of wine bottles, which I'll never quite understand, because I think just getting the bottle and get the cork out and drink the wine is just fine for me. But they put a little show into it with sabers and all of that. And you've got your Cork and Fork annual event. What's the theme for this year's? Well, first of all, what is the Cork and Fork, and what is the theme?
Sure. So thank you for having me. The Cork and Fork is in their fourth season.
Uh-huh.
Fourth season.
Yeah, fourth season. That means it's been here 22 years. But I don't get that. But go ahead. So it's the fourth season.
It's a celebration of female culinary talent, and we bring in chefs from female chefs from all over the country.
Yeah.
And then I, as the female sommelier here, match their recipes with wines that are either female winemakers or the winery.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were going to say there's a female wine and a male wine, and all my life I never heard that, but I see what you mean. Female,
although they're sometimes described as feminine style and masculine style.
Really? Okay. But, all right.
Yeah, so it's a very big event, and this year it's October 16th through 18th, and it's a three-day event of just food, wine, and some really, really great female culinary talent. So we'll... we list them in a, they have, like,
oh,
a,
all right,
yeah.
This is helpful. Mm-hmm. A Cork and Fork. You got,
yeah,
the listing.
Schedule
of
events and, yeah, chefs, and they come from all over the country. It's a great event.
Well, it is a great event. And, you know, I was thinking, how many female, well, I don't know that many people who own vineyards, but I know Tom and Vicky Chalani, and Vicky Chalani has been in charge of that vineyard out in wine country in California. So, maybe
thank
one
you
of these
for reminding
times,
me of that.
One of these times she might be
yes,
here with the Chalani Family Vineyards wine,
mm-hmm,
whatever. So that's all good news. Mm-hmm. When is the Cork and Fork event?
The Cork and Fork is October 16th through 18th.
October 16th through 18th. I'm going to assume that people, if they move on this quickly, grandhotel.com,
they should move very quickly.
They should be able to get in.
Mm-hmm.
A celebration of female culinary talent.
Mm-hmm.
This is... I think that some people are going to be very excited about all of the people. Dana Cohen is going to be the event MC. You got guest chefs like Chef Jamie Malone, Chef Jennifer Hill Booker, Chef Sarah Welch, Chef Joy Crump, Chef Ariana Quant, Chef Kerry Nahabedian. I don't know any of these chefs, but I'm sure people do who know this. I know Elizabeth Schweitzer, the master sommelier at Grand Hotel. And that's all I need to know.
That's all you need
what's
to
new?
Know.
What's new, if anything, in wine? I mean, wine's been around for
thousands
of years. Yeah.
I'm finding a trend away from Malbec, finally. So I'm a big Merlot fan, so I'm finding people drinking more Merlot.
Why was it? Because why did that movie make it so bad to drink Merlot? What happened with that?
The power of the media. Everybody jumped on that Pinot Noir bandwagon and forgot about that beautiful wine called Merlot.
And people, you're a sommelier and you like Merlot, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Boy, oh boy. The things that happen, yeah, I'll blame the media with you. It all becomes social media and everything else. So Merlot, you've got a Cabernet Sauvignon. That's a pretty classic.
Yep. So we have, Grand Hotel has their own line of wines that are made specifically for Grand Hotel from Trinquera Winery in Napa. So every year I taste through all their recipes, I guess you could call them, and then I select the wine for the Grand Hotel. So these wines are only here at Grand Hotel.
Well, I'm thinking, too, David Jerzak, the president, is not going to put the Grand Hotel name on a lousy bottle of wine.
That is true.
I mean, really, don't you think? Yeah. What does becoming a master sommelier entail?
So it entails years of studying, traveling. I like to say I opened a lot of books and a lot of bottles.
Yeah.
And you have a three-part exam. The first part is a oral exam where they just ask you, you sit in front of a panel and all your judges, and they ask you questions about every wine region in the world and the grapes that grow there and the soils and the rivers. And the second part is a practical exam where you serve your judges and make food and wine pairings. And
you know what? And I just want to say something because this – probably never would have happened several years ago, but you just unscrewed the cap.
Yes, I unscrewed the cap.
I mean, the whole thing about paper, what are you, for bottles with screw caps? What are you kidding me? But that's now acceptable.
Yeah, now it's acceptable. It was a little hard. People don't really like change a lot, but it takes about 30 to 50 years for a cork tree to mature, and that's how we make corks. We strip the bark, and there's so much wine being made now that they just can't keep up with that. So environmentally, it's better to have a screw cap. And survey says that most wines are made, and most wines are bought and drank within a half hour of purchase. So
wow,
yeah.
So talk about aging.
So there's no reason
half an hour.
There's no reason to age the wine. So the screw caps are very economical.
Well, this is great news. Go to GrandHotel.com, ask about the Cork and Fork annual event, and get here. It's going to be a spectacular event with the eighth female master sommelier in the world, the one and only Elizabeth Schweitzer. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
It's Thanks. Nice to see you.
Kim, nice to see you, too.
Kim sends her best.
Thank you.
And we thank, too, Dana Orlando, who was here a moment ago and does such a great job for us, along, of course, with the president of Grand Hotel, David Jerzak. And our newest friends, Ruth Gazzetti, the marketing manager, Jeannie Lawless, photo and video marketing, doing a nice job here as well. Happy birthday to you again. We're picking up the team, and we're heading to the Heritage Museum in Newaygo tomorrow. Stand by for news. Regards, Paul W. Smith.